When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
Bradley Cooper from the Star Is Born soundtrack, Black Eyes, of the John Senning playlist. I still have not seen this. Well, I've seen the movie. I've seen the real Star Is Born with Barbara Streisand. That was a good one.
Not real.
I mean, that's the original. It's definitely better.
Bradley Cooper is going to win a Grammy and multiple Oscars.
You're wrong. He's not winning a Grammy. Maybe like best song from a movie. Ugh, this is awful.
I like this. Who is this again? Is Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he rocks. He's the new Puddle of Mud.
It sounds like Bradley Cooper.
He learned to play the guitar.
Yeah, great. He's awesome. He shreds. He's a regular Yngwie Malmsteen.
I would listen to this and I would go kick somebody's ass in a saloon.
That's what this is. This is saloon ass kicking music right here.
That's why you guys don't get it.
And I'm scoring right after. This is him playing?
Yeah.
No way, dude.
I don't know about all
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, guy. Studio session guy.
You can't be that good looking, be, you know, win all these awards and movies, nope. And then play the guitar like that.
Definitely not.
That's your guys' belief.
What, now you're going to tell me he's hung also, John?
He's probably got a big wiener. Definitely. Yeah, he's probably got a big old wiener.
Thick also?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thick. Yeah. It's perfect. An all-American dog.
It's actually his next song on the Star Is Born soundtrack, All American Dong.
Is Weird Al going to cover this one?
Yeah, instead of Black Eyes, it's Black Guys.
I'm talking about Black Guys.
Drew Double Live, hello. I know it's not popular to trash a Star Is Born.
Ever let Drew know that Barbara Streisand is the original Star Is Born.
Hi, Drew Grabo here. How you doing?
Hey, I just want to let you know that Judy Garland is the original Star Is Born.
So wait, there was one before the Barbara Streisand one, too?
I thought there was three.
Yeah, there's like three or four. So which one do you consider the
real
one?
I don't remember what year, but it was Judy Garland.
Wait, hold on one second. I think you're wrong.
No, she's right.
No, she's right. It's not Judy Garland, though. It's Janet Gaynor, right? Oh, adapted as a musical in 1954. Well, this is the fourth incarnation because it was a 1937 drama with Janet Gaynor and Frederick March. Adapted in 1954 as a musical starring Judy Garland and James Mason, then a film with Barbara Streisand in 1976, now a film with Gaga and Bradley Cooper in 2018.
From what I understand, it's just a rough adaptation of the original. Like there's not much similarities between them all, other than there's a famous guy who kind of brings this girl into his world.
Well, let me tell you, the one with Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson, that is a fantastic film.
Barbara Streisand was supposedly
that was
on,
my favorite.
Mine too.
She was on set like almost every other day for the new one. Mm.
Fantastic film though, that one. And she had a series of really good movies in the 70s and 80s. Barbara Streisand did before Yentl came along. There was A Star Is Born. What's Up, Doc? With her and Ryan O'Neal, I thought was fantastic. If you've seen that one, young lady.
I have, many times, unfortunately.
Very good. All right. That's not unfortunate.
You used to pleasure yourself to Barbara Streisand, right?
There was one album cover that she had. No. Good memory. Yeah. She had an album cover, Streisand Superman, and you could see, you know, before I knew where my dad's Playboys and Penthouses were, you'd use anything you could get for inspiration.
Oh, trust me. Yeah.
So you'd get the Columbia House 12 cassettes for a penny thing. And you look at some of the album covers, and some of them had sexy babes on them. And the Barbara Streisand Superman album had her with like one of those, you know, those T-shirts girls used to sleep in, like a long T-shirt.
A lot of shoulder.
Had that with some shoulder and just panties on underneath. No no pants or anything, just panties.
Ma'am, who was the first man that you pleasured yourself to?
My husband.
Come on, he must be sitting next to you right now with a knife pointed at your side.
No.
Was it somebody from Gilligan's Island? Be honest.
Skipper? Did you pleasure yourself to Skipper? No. I want to be your little buddy, Skipper. Smack my coconut around.
There's no star that everybody's got those lists of those five bucket lists or whatever that, you know, they are not bucket lists, but five stars that if you ever ran into them, you could have a gimme or whatever. Sure. I don't have any one of them. There's not a star I'd want to sleep with.
Not one celebrity melts your butter. Not one really floats your, you know what?
Nope. There's some gorgeous ones out there, but none of them, no. Oh. I don't want to sleep with any one of
them. That's pretty
cool. Wait, so everybody has a list of five? Is that something that you have to do? Like you have to have life insurance? Because I'll make my list tonight.
Me too. I didn't know you had that five. All right, I'm going to get to work.
Well, I've seen five. I don't know. It could be six, could be two.
Oh goodness. No.
Six is too many. I'd have a hard time putting two together. But thank you. I appreciate the call very much. Sarah Silverman's number one, by the way. And thank you. I hope you have a great night.
You too. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You might have a chance with her.
Like, I don't think that one's like...
She went out with Dave Attell, so...
Well, I mean, he's very endearing with the whole...
So did my girlfriend. So.
What?
Huh?
What did you say?
Well, I said so to my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend went out with Dave Attell?
I don't want to get into it.
Did you guys watch his new deal on Netflix?
She did. I did not.
Wait, hold on, John. Was she on Insomniac or what?
Huh?
Well, I took Dave Attell home one time with the improv when I was the door guy, so...
Did he have a girl with him? That'd be really
weird. No,
but like, I remember you. You drove us back.
So that's my two-second Dave Attell story. What's yours? Seems like you've probably
Eskimo
had
Brothers.
Sex with him. Yeah, it's really... That was... Eskimo which Brothers. Is awesome because I love Dave Attell.
Me too. He's a good joke.
I used to like him.
A guy was interviewing me one time, and he goes, who are some of your favorite comedians? And I said, you know, Chris Rock, Dave Attell, and I didn't get the job, so...
I'd just rather not talk about it.
Well, how does that, were they really dating?
Yes.
Or how long?
I don't know. I don't ask. Doesn't matter. It was before she met me.
You get any reviews on his wiener?
I didn't ask.
The thought of them turn you on?
No.
Okay. All right. Good. That's good.
The opposite.
All right.
I'm sorry Seth's doing this.
Okay.
Drew Grabo Live. Hello. Shouldn't have said anything.
Hello?
Another relationship down the tubes.
He's funny.
And now I am too, right? Because we're buddies. Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, young lady. How are you?
Very well. I have a funny quitting story for you.
Ugh, shrill voice, too. All right, sure. Let's hear it.
Okay, it's not mine personally, but it was one of my best friends. I was about 18. My friend was 19. We worked together at a craft store, like fake flowers, wreaths. Yarn, all that stuff.
We know crafts.
Googly
and
eyes.
My parents.
Googly eyes. Those are the best. You can put those things on anything.
They have the big googly eyes, too.
Yeah, I know. Those are awesome. I am a huge fan of googly eyes.
Yeah, we need to start using them more.
We really do. Like, well, we need to put googly eyes on everything.
Well, people put them on their boys.
What?
People put them on their boys as like a ha-ha.
Who are these people?
What?
Well...
Who puts them on their... Wait, hold on, young lady. Hold on one second, please. I'll hear your friend's story some other time. You mean people put them on their boys? Googly eyes?
Yeah, it's like the big thing years ago is to get vajazzled.
Yeah.
You know, with ladies putting, you know...
I remember vajazzling. You remember vajazzling?
Yeah, I just realized if you put them on your mound, it would kind of look like an elephant.
Ma'am, do you ever bring home the googly eyes from the craft store you worked at so that guys could put them on their mound and look like an elephant?
Baby elephant over here.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I can't say I did that.
All right. Have you ever seen a man adorn his genitalia with googly eyes at all?
It's very in.
No.
All right.
I've seen my fair share of genitalia.
That's good to know.
How many dongs have you seen?
Well, she said genitalia. She didn't say if it was dongs or the bearded clam.
Round up.
Well, I also didn't say whether or not I touched them or whether or not I saw them.
Well, your business is your business. Tell us more about quitting this craft store, please.
Okay. So my friend and I, my parents went away. We got really, really high at my house. Like, we were so stoned. And she had a shift the next day, and I was off, and we wanted to party. She calls into work. She goes, I can't come into work today. As a matter of fact, I quit. And the manager goes, why? And she goes, because I'm allergic to the soaked flowers. She was so high, she told the boss she was allergic. It was hysterical.
There are people who have silk allergies, you know?
Out of here.
God, we let you on the radio too long.
I got breaking news. Can I say this word?
Yeah.
Why not?
I can say that.
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong with it at all.
Okay, so you guys didn't believe me that guys put, you know, googly eyes on their boys to kind of dress them up. So it is called frog spawning, and it's the act of putting googly eyes all over the male, you know, boys, creating an authentic frog spawn effect.
I don't get it.
Frog spawning?
What's a frog? Is a frog spawn a tadpole?
Yeah, it is. So the spawn of a frog is a tadpole.
Francis was totally frog spawning last night. His His unit was looking fresh. That's how they use it.
So you put googly eyes all over your business.
I don't know about all over. I just thought you just did a little, a couple. But if you've, got some googly eyes to burn, why not dress it up?
What would be good is to put the googly eyes on your boys and then turn upside down and do like a little puppet show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like stand on, do a little headstand.
Right, and then,
yeah. Like, we should do that.
You could talk to guys for the next 2 hours that do it.
No, we could take calls for 2 weeks straight and no one would say that they knew anyone.
Can we try?
All right. If you have ever frog spawned.
I'm telling you, the payoff's going to be at the toy drive. A frog spawner is going to show up and really prove it.
If you show up frog spawning at the toy drive, we'll give you some of our food.
You'll get all of the bikes for yourself.
And you might be arrested.
727-579-1025. Drew Grabo Live, who are you? Frog spawning.
What's up, guys? This is Nick. I wish I had a frog spawning story, but I can't say I do.
Appreciate
but
that.
But it won't. I do have a quitting story, but it won't be as awful as the last.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
But before I do that, I just got to say yesterday's the deal with the thirsty girl that called in was one of the funniest phone calls I think I've ever heard you guys take.
People gravitate to the weirdest things.
When she said she could rap, I almost died. But anyway,
people get into the weirdest thing. Like sometimes we do stuff and I go, man, I bet people hated that. And then people are like, man, that's the funniest thing. And I go, I don't get this.
You know
show.
What? It's their entertainment and it's our job. And we're like, we gotta talk to this lady because we think people
I literally texted like two or three of my friends that like to listen to you guys too. And I was like, turn this on right now. This is absolute gold.
Man, thank you.
So, yeah.
By the way, she did send me a picture of her hitting a bong. Yes.
Okay. Was it hot?
Can we see it?
Yeah, sure. Come on over here.
Is she naked?
Nope.
Because that was a website a few years ago, Girls with Bongs.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. I remember. there she is hitting a giant red bong that's got flames all over it. She's hitting that thing.
You got to get after that.
I'm good.
She's never dated David Tell.
Yeah. Man, I regret that so much. Go ahead, sir. Sorry.
All right. So back in the day, I was in high school. I threw pizzas at this pizza place in my local joint, in the local, in the town.
Sure.
And the guy that owned it was an absolute D. I mean, he just was awful at his job and hated life and made everybody around him miserable. Well, our busiest day of the year was New Year's Eve. And so I wanted to go to this New Year's Eve party. I was making pizzas with him. And so I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to quit tonight, but I want to make sure it's good and impactful. So I waited until we were probably looking at about 45 pies that we're making to be able to get out for delivery. And we used to have this thing called a party pie where it was a 50-inch pizza.
Jesus.
Like it would feed like 20 people or something.
Right.
And so I had a buddy call in and order one of these 50-inch pizzas right in the middle of our rush. And so when I made it, we had a big like 10 pizza brick oven. So we had, the thing was full, and I took the 50-inch pizza and I put it in the brick oven upside down, pulled out the spatula, set it on the thing and said, I quit, and walked out.
Man.
And he had a shutdown for the night and lost thousands of dollars.
Too far.
And you affected all those people who are waiting on pie. We've all been waiting on pizza for way too long. You're the reason. Shame on you. Thank you for your call. You sound like a nice guy, but shame on you.
It would take a guy like that to enjoy a phone call like the lady from yesterday.
By the way, when we mentioned frog spawnings, the lines all lit up. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying these are all frog spawners on hold right now.
You think there's like ladies that request that?
No, but they should.
See, but the frog spawn, I'm doing a little research about frog spawn,
yells.
And that's something different. Like it's not looking like a frog. Like a frog spawn is something else.
John, are you questioning Urban Dictionary?
No, we don't do that.
No.
What I'm saying is I think we're envisioning it like making it look like an animal. And I think when it says put them all over, it means that.
Eyes
and then
everywhere.
And then it's like, it like looks like frog spawn. Have you ever looked in a pond and there's like all those little floaty things in there?
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay. 727-579-1025. Now I know what you mean. Like they look like little eggs.
Yeah, they just kind of float there.
Right.
Like little googly eyes googly all eyes. Over your...
Okay.
Oh, yeah, look at this is a picture of a frog spawn.
Drew Grabo Live, hello.
Be my lily
That's
pet.
A real frog spawn. Oh, yeah, that's
hey, Drew,
nice.
I
like that.
About,
looks just like it.
About you see that? That I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. That's hot. Yeah, yeah. Have you ever frog spawned?
Yeah, we don't want to hear any more getting fired stories. Drew Grabo Live, hello. I'm sorry. You sound like a nice guy.
Frog spawning or die.
Hello.
love a frog spawning story.
Here we go.
Please tell us.
It's really weird to me that there's a name for it because I didn't previously know that there was a name for it, and it only happened once. It was random. So my husband was playing a prank on me, and he bought a whole bag of googly eyes with, like, the sticky back, and he put them on everything in the kitchen, like the whole fridge. Everything had a pair of googly eyes. So that was funny enough. We died laughing. It was great. And then he's like, yeah, I bought a whole bag. And he holds up this gigantic bag of googly eyes. He's like, you can put them on whatever you want. I said, really? Okay. And it instantly went all over his junk. So
so you frog spawned him.
We didn't know it, but we did it. It was freaking hilarious. It looks really weird. So
yeah, could you describe the way his package looked, frog spawned?
You know, you couldn't tell which way it was looking. It was looking everywhere. It looked weird. I would never call it frog related.
And he fell off in battle?
Oh, we didn't go that far with it.
That's good.
Oh, you didn't?
She's like, look me in the eye.
What do you do? You just frog spawn him and then you just, like,
leave?
And then leave? Yeah. How do you get him off?
Just hop away?
We took some pictures so we could prove it to ourselves later, I guess. And that was it. And then we took him off.
Right. That's good blackmail material, too, because if he ever breaks up with you, it's like, remember that picture I took of your wiener with frog spawn? Thank you, though. I really appreciate it. I did not think we would get a frog spawn story, and I was absolutely wrong. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
You do the same.
That's fun to do. You've been doing radio a long time. I have. Yeah. We haven't taken a call from somebody that's done that before.
Nope.
That's a moment.
That is a moment. I love doing new stuff, paving new ground. So there was a crash this morning in Hillsborough County around midnight, State Road 60. According to FHP, 70-year-old Walter Pfeiffer was driving a Jeep Cherokee headed west in the eastbound inside lane when the vehicle collided with a 2012 Chevy Corvette just east of Miller Road. The other gentleman, the 34-year-old, suffered critical injuries, rushed to Tampa General. Pfeiffer sustained serious injuries and was taken to Tampa General. Investigators suspect both drivers were impaired. Both drivers were impaired.
Okay, when you guys said best case scenario earlier, I was thinking that maybe the guy didn't hit anybody and then he ended up dying.
No, best case scenario is one drunk idiot hitting another drunk idiot.
It's the best case scenario if two cars are going to crash into each other.
Right, you're
going
to have accidents no matter
how
what.
How do they why? Was this guy supposed to get out of the way? Because even people who aren't impaired haven't been able to do that with wrong-way drivers.
Hey, look, had this guy been unimpaired, he might have gotten out of the way, and then the impaired guy would have hit someone who wasn't impaired. So I am 100% okay with impaired people hitting other impaired people on the road, and I'd go so far as to say if that's a double fatality, those are two less idiots who are not going to drunk drive.
What time did this happen, did they say?
Midnight.
Oh, that's too damn early, man.
Midnight on a Tuesday.
Good Lord.
Midnight on a Tuesday. If this story is true, I think two impaired drivers hitting each other, both of them suffering critical injuries, that's the best you can hope for. Hopefully they'll never be able to drive again. Maybe death is a little too extreme. Hopefully neither of them will ever be able to operate a car again, and they can go to schools in wheelchairs and explain why they're in a wheelchair because they drove drunk, you morons.
Do you think that drunk drivers fall under a category that include the most repeat offenders?
Yes.
Like, it seems like drunk drivers, they do it again.
Yes.
Like, there are the people who just mess up and have that one night, but it seems like there is a type of person that is just not affected by being busted or arrested or going to jail. They do it again and again.
The guy who killed those four kids in South Carolina, 27-year-old, charged in a DUI crash that killed four kids, two of whom were his own. He was driving on a suspended license, driving an uninsured motor vehicle, and he had two of his kids in his car drunk. Killed four people, and his family said he's not a monster. Maybe he's not a monster, maybe he didn't intend to kill, but how do you do that? How do you take two of your kids? I don't know what we can do. I honestly don't know what you can do about these drunk driving. You want to say, oh, well, how can we stop wrong-way crashes? You can't because you'd have to stop drunk driving.
Well, does somebody make money off of all these accidents or these arrests? Because it doesn't seem like anybody's really trying to do anything about it.
Sure. The same way that the reason that weed is still illegal is because cops make a lot of money prosecuting people who get arrested for weed. Accidents bring money to attorneys. Accidents bring money to the healthcare system. Accidents probably bring money to the cops somehow. Yeah, is there a human cost? Sure, but...
It seems like there would be something better from a law enforcement standpoint because, like, why don't we have something in place where people are being breathalyzed before they get into their car? Like, you don't see those scenarios happening. You need to get in your car and then drive and potentially kill somebody and be out there amongst normal people to get busted.
Right.
Like, why aren't there more scenarios where I'm sure it would stop people from going out to drink, but what if there was a post up in a bar parking lot?
Right.
And they said, oh, you're drunk. Sorry. Here's a cab number or whatever. We've got Ubers lined up. You're not good enough to drive.
You have people, and I know this because I told a story of being fished in a plaza off of Line Bar, that get upset when cops go fishing like that, when they sit outside a bar waiting for people to stumble out drunk. You should have no problem with three cop cars outside every watering hole waiting to catch people who are irresponsible enough to drive drunk.
But why let it get there? Like, if they're going to sit 2 feet down the road, I realize they have quotas to meet and things to do and people to arrest anyways,
sure.
But why not stop the crime from happening? Mm. Why not even allow that person to get out on a roadway and endanger other people's life if you're sitting down the road waiting for them anyways?
Good question. 727-579-1025. Really good question. Why not put it on the bars to go, hey, okay, you're getting in that car.
Yeah.
Hey, blow in here. You know, and now blowing this breathalyzer.
Maybe it's just up to us, though, to be responsible.
Well,
we know that's not going to happen, but, you know.
We're screwed.
Well, us is a lot different from somebody else.
Drew Grab Alive, who are you?
Yeah, Drew, it's Will. Too late for a quitting the job story?
Absolutely. 727-579-1025, but thank you, Will. Drew Grab Alive, hi.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi.
So, what John was saying about, breathalyzers before you get in the car. Repeat offenders actually get breathalyzers installed in their cars that they have to blow before they can start it. And then, at a certain amount of minutes into your drive, you have to, stop and blow. But they get other people to blow for them a lot. So it doesn't really fix anything.
Yeah, I guess if you can find somebody else to blow for you. I don't know how you instill personal responsibility. Drew Grab Alive, hello.
Hey, this is David.
Hey, David.
Great show.
Thanks, man.
In regards to frog spawning, I don't know that I would put two of them on and make it look like an elephant like you guys mentioned earlier. I think it's funny, but I would feel like my wife's cheating on me every time she went downtown.
Why are you making out with that guy? What are you doing kissing that guy with the big nose down
there?
That
is kind of true. Like, you look down and it looks like a whole separate little being. It
looks like you're having a threesome.
Yeah. It's kind of hot, actually.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, kiss him on the nose.
Well,
yeah.
I'd like to put a couple of googly eyes on each butt cheek, you know. Give me a kiss right in the middle.
Oh, goodness.
727-579-1025. Got you right between the eyes. Gage! Drew Grab Alive, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Bye. Drew Grab Alive. Andrew Luckstad calling back.
It got too real.
Hello. Good run of calls here. Hi, Drew Grab Alive. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
I
got a quick fix. I think what the police should do is probably, and this is Carlos from Tampa, is probably put, have an undercover unit where they have an undercover cop at the bar close to closing time, and he makes notes on people that are drinking and that are going to get in their vehicle, and then they could pull them over down the road.
Dude, I'll pay for that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if we were serious about stopping the problem, there would have been that would be in place. It'd be more effective than those wolf packs. Oh, there's going to be a checkpoint on US 19 this weekend. Okay, well, now I know I'm going to get down to my booth all drunk, you know? So then why not have an undercover cop, a narc in a place, pretending to toss him back?
Yeah.
And going, okay, looks like they got into a nice Lexus.
I don't know. That's like a...
What?
That's like a busy body version of Neighborhood Watch. That's taking it to... Then you see a guy you don't like, and you go, oh, that guy had one drink, and the next thing you know, you're tackling him, you're arresting him, you're saying he was threatening to do all these horrible things.
You want to stop DUIs or you want to stop DUIs?
I like a little drama. Let's do this.
You know what idea I thought really was going to take off, and it seems like it just fizzled, and you could have them like lined up outside of bars and easily accessible like Ubers? The guys that have a little scooter.
I thought that would, I definitely thought that would take off.
And yeah, they then drive your car home, so there's no inconvenience of having to leave your car anywhere.
Yep.
They put their scooter in your trunk, and then when they get to your place, they just zoom off in their little scooter.
I think the liability there of putting people in cars with drunk people they don't know, that's when you have a problem.
Having strangers drive your car.
Those are all issues. But, you know, anything's better than what we're doing now, because what we're doing now is causing drunk people to drive the wrong way and then hit other drunk people who are driving. Drew Grubble Live, hi. Hello? Thank you. Thank you very much. Hi, Drew Grubble Live.
Yes, hi. How are you today?
Quite well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm good. I wanted to call in and talk about this DUI thing, being a personal, you know, a woman that's actually had several in her life. I do totally agree with you. It's personality. And if we're going to do it, we're going to do it. And unfortunately, the problem that the police have is what they are when they're fishing the way they do. They're not getting the ones that are repeat offenders. They're getting people that have nice, shiny cars, that have lots of money, that can afford DUI after DUI. The thing is if we don't put blow boxes in all our new cars, now we can do it to where you get in. If you have kids in the car, you can't start the car. Some countries I've been to, you can't even drive at all with alcohol in if you have your children in the car.
Huh.
Like I'm saying, this man should be put underneath the jail for killing these four kids, especially continuing to drink and drive. I do not drink and drive at all anymore.
Is he a monster?
Absolutely.
Were you a monster? Were you a monster the second DUI that you got?
Yes.
Oh, all right. She's accurate. She's at least not a hypocrite.
How many have you had?
I am definitely a monster. I got out of the Army and started drinking pretty heavily to combat some issues, and I could have cared less if I got in the car.
How many DUIs did you accumulate?
I had three.
Man. What finally stopped you from doing it? Did you kill somebody?
No, not at all. I served 30 days in jail and was like, I'm done.
So the jail time, that made you go, you know what, I don't want to do that again.
No, I had a son. Once he turned 21, I was like, if you drink and drive, I'm going to kill you. And he goes, you know what? If you drink and drive, I said, bet. I was like, I'll bet you not to drink and drive if you don't drink and drive. So I just quit drinking. And
that's a heartwarming moment right there.
That's a mom right there. That is a mom.
Every mother and son should have that moment.
Man, I yearn for that moment with my own son after our repeated DUIs, that I can look at him and go, I dare you not to get a DUI, son. He's going to go, I dare you not to get a DUI, dad, and then we'll hug.
Good luck getting through that moment without tearing up.
That must have been a very sentimental moment for you, knowing that you got it right like that.
I was just glad to have such a good son.
Hell yeah.
Are you using...
Boys, y'all have a great day.
Wait, are you using medical marijuana to deal with your issues now instead of alcohol?
Yes.
Good.
Oh, all right.
Yes, I do, because I refuse to take the VA medication because some of the meds that they use for PTSD make you crazier. Well,
that's what I've heard. That's what I've heard. And so people go off the VA program and they use their own medical cannabis. Well, good for you. I salute you of getting off the alcohol and into the medical cannabis and being a good mom. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Yep.
Sounds like the cure to drunk and wrong way driving, weed.
It's a cure to everything, really, whether it's boredom, food not tasting good enough, movies not funny enough.
So people walk out of the bar, and instead of cops, it's just some beatnik, and he goes, hey, hit this joint, and then tell me how you feel about driving home.
Well, I only think drunk and high is the way to drive
home.
Well,
you throw up, and then you'll realize, what's happening.
Or you just get really paranoid, and you're like, damn, I'm drunk and high. Now I can't drive.
So that's the key to stop driving drunk. Yeah. We get you high, and you realize you shouldn't be driving. Drew Grubble Live, hello.
Hello?
Not today, Satan. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Drew Grubble Live, hello.
Hey, yeah, I'm a frog spawner.
I'm so glad I hung up on that last guy. And how many times have you frog spawned, and when was your first and
last? Well, I did it once in college as kind of like a hazing, but I can tell you all about it. They're into it. It's a thing. It's a fetish.
So wait, frog spawning is a fetish?
Oh, it's a thing. They have sex frog spawning. It's called being spawned out. It's ridiculous.
I'm going to look it up on Pornhub.
Now, whose fetish? Is it the guy's fetish or a girl's fetish?
Girl. The texture. They love it.
Oh,
wow. No. No, you can't have them on while committing the act.
Oh, yeah, and they get stuck inside of there.
Okay, all right.
All right, hold on. He's a frog spawner.
No,
give him a chance.
No.
You let that lady cuss four times yesterday.
That is true. That guy says frog spawn one time, and you let him go.
It's not because he said frog spawn.
Dude, you've waited your whole career for that call, and you just let him go.
You've waited my whole career for that call.
Call back, man. That guy was real.
I'm looking up frog spawn on Pornhub.
Real graphic. Drew Garabo Live, hello.
179 options, John.
Hi, my name is Matthew. I think the problem that we have with DUIs is the first time offense is so light.
Yeah.
I was a probation officer for a couple years, and $1,000 fine might lose your license for 6 months, and you have to do a class. No, it needs to be more substantial.
Yeah, I don't think that we maybe make that first DUI enough. Like, it ends up costing you over $10,000 now. And you know you're not going to go to jail. You're going to lose your license for a bit. Maybe we automatically put you in jail for 30 days. That's what it took for that lady to realize it, that and weed. So we put you go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, there needs to be some mandatory jail. There needs to be some lengthy, suspension of your driver's license and some more counseling. I mean, the classes, I mean, really, it's just going through motions. We would have plenty of DUIs, and it was just almost like it was a regular thing. I got so used to it.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call.
All right, everybody who commits a DUI now, they have to help build the Rays' new stadium.
Ooh.
So we don't pay. We just pay for the parts. Free labor.
I don't know about that. We're going to come back, and I've got an It's Okay, It's Not Okay. This one is very interesting ruling on the deputy who did not confront the Parkland shooter.
Yeah, I've been seeing more about this guy. He lots of skeletons in there, it looks.
It's a very interesting story. And also when we come back, I don't know if you guys even saw this. Did you see who canceled his Tampa appearance in the wake of Me Too allegations?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Just broke.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you who. It's not. I'm not happy about it.
Dude, Weinstein's not doing the sit-down anymore?
No, it's not Weinstein. I am not happy about this at all. Someone we like.
Is a comedian?
No. Someone who's been on this show before. I've said too much. That's next on Drew Garabo Live. Talk for a moment about the holiday gift, shall we? I just said that like Yoda. Talk for a moment about a holiday gift, shall we? Let's talk for a moment about the buzzy gift on everyone's list. That's a better way to put that, except I said lift instead of list. Something they'll use twice every day, maybe even three times. I've been known to use my Quip three times. Three times a day. That's 6 minutes of brushing. That is 24 pulsing. I mean, this thing is idiot proof. You will know when to switch sides in your mouth because you feel this little bzz, a guiding pulse. And when it's all done, when 2 minutes are up, your Quip goes bzz, 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 Quip. The perfect gift for everyone with a mouth. It's an electric toothbrush, and it is one of the most gift-guided gifts of the season. Quip, the gift that keeps refreshing. Brush heads get automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for only $5, and you can even gift prepaid refills for a year to make sure your loved ones are never using those old, worn-out, or ineffective bristles. Quip, one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association, so you know it's legit. That's why I love Quip, and that's why I think Quip is the perfect gift this holiday season. 5,000 verified 5-star reviews. Quip looks like a big ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price starting at only $25. And today, you can get 20% off orders of $65 or more at getquip.com/thebone right now. You'll save on their premium metal electric toothbrush with a prepay plan or their family sets. 20% off for a limited time at getquip.com/thebone.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.